Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode today on Second Chances with Hilaria Asumu. I hope where you are having a nice day. It's a slightly cold today, but I think we are all happy and, you know, thankful to be alive today, breathing her air. We are the lucky ones who woke up this morning and got on our knees to say thank you to God for allowing us see another day. So if you are listening this evening, gear up and get your popcorn if you have to, get some Zobo, sit back and listen. It's going to be a packed evening. There's a whole lot to unpack today. But before we dive into today's episode, I want to speak from the heart. Not long ago, at this very program, I celebrated Father's Day. I honored my dad and every other man, both in my life and across the world. And as most people who know my dad, he's a man of fierce devotion, quiet strength, and deep faith. I remember saying into this very microphone in front of me, "Daddy, I see you. I love you and thank you for your prayers." What I didn't know was that those words would become my final tribute while he was still alive. A few weeks later, he passed away. So my dad died last week, Tuesday. The pain has been sharp, like breath caught between memory and mourning. But my father left behind a rhythm of grace. He was the kind of man who prayed the rosary at 5 a.m. without fail with all the family, led divine mercy at 3 p.m. and often called me just to say, "Be strong and courageous, my daughter." Today, I say those words back to him with trembling lips. "Daddy, you are my anchor. You were my encourager, my teacher in silence. This hour is for you. I know you're up there with God, but I know that you're watching over every single one of us." To those listening, if your parents are still alive, please treasure them. No matter the misunderstandings, no matter the distance, life is unpredictable. Say the things now that you won't get the chance to say later. Honor them. Check in. Forgive and love out loud. So, last week on Second Chances, we explored how risk factors like genetics and ethnicity put Black and South Asian communities at greater risk of kidney disease. But cultural silence often keeps us from talking about it. We discussed how people delay seeking help because they don't want to worry their families or because they fear stigma or spiritual judgment. And we ended with a powerful reminder: you can't treat what you don't test for. So if you missed it, the replay is available on our YouTube. As you know, Facebook has decided that any videos uploaded have to be taken down after 30 days or so. So just search for WSHBME Kidneys on YouTube and you will see last week's episode. So our first song for the evening is a song that, you know, I picked the song because I want to honor my dad. And for any other person's lost a relative who is close to them, this is also for you. And for those who have not been able to cry, to express their sorrow and grief, like me, this is for you. And I hope these actually helps you to grieve and mourn your loved ones. This is "Great Man Take It in Your Arms." And this song says what my heart cannot. A beautiful, gentle hymn about finding peace and rest in the arms of God. For my father and every other father or mother who've been lost recently, now held in eternal rest. This is "In Your Arms" by Great Man Take It. I'll see you back here in a bit.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm glad that I'm called your own. I'm glad that I'm called your own. So glad that I'm not alone. So glad that I'm not alone. No, I'm glad that I'm called your own. I'm glad that I'm called your own. So glad that I'm not alone. So glad. I will walk, I will run, I will fly, and I will soar. But if I fall, I know you'll catch me. And no matter where it is I am, I see myself in your arms. In your arms. In your arms. In your arms. I see myself in your arms. In your arms. In your arms. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. You hold me close to you. I'm glad that I'm called.
I'm glad that I'm called your own.
I'm glad.
I'm glad that I'm called your own.
Yeah, so glad.
So glad that I'm not alone.
I am not alone.
So glad that I'm not alone.
I'm glad you gave me your name.
I'm glad that I called your own.
Gave me your name.
I'm glad that I called your
so
own.
So glad that I'm not alone.
So glad that I'm not alone.
You always with me.
Yeah. So glad that I'm not alone.
I'm glad.
lights out my window keeps me wishing. I know I fell on a crossroads, yet you won't forsake me.
Welcome back. That was Waltz, Wishes and Butterflies. And it's a song about fragility, about trying to hold on to something fleeting. It mirrors the experience of many on dialysis who are physically alive but emotionally worn down. This song prepares us for the hidden toll. The previous song was Great Man Tackett, In Your Arms, which was a dedication to my father. Now, moving forward to our topic for today, which is silent struggles. Why some people on dialysis give up? Now, believe me, people give up because of a lot of things, and we're going to unpack that today. So it's about the unspoken toll dialysis has on the body and beyond the body. So dialysis is a miracle. Let's just start there. It keeps people alive. It filters waste when your kidneys can no longer can. It's technical, medical, it's brilliant. But it also quietly breaks people down. The mental, you know, things that happen to you, your mental health suffers. And let me paint this picture for you, because I've been through that. 3 times a week, you travel to a clinic or a hospital. Well, it could be 3 times, it could be 4 times, because I was 4 times a week. So you could travel to a clinic and you wait, or you're lying on a bed waiting to be put on the machine. That is if you can't do your dialysis yourself. A nurse comes, inserts large needles into your arm. And believe me, that is not a walk in the park. It is painful. And then the machine starts up. The blood flows out. Every single drop of blood in your body flows out, gets cleaned and flows back in. So when it flows out, it goes into the machine and goes round and round, getting cleaned and then back into your body. You do this for 4 hours. For some people, it's 3.5 hours. It all depends on your treatment plan. You miss weddings, you rearrange work, you plan your life around a machine, and that is the truth. You eat bland food because obviously there's some kind of spices and stuff that you can't eat. And believe me, it's not when you see other people eating, you want to eat it. But because of your treatment plan and the food restrictions and fluid restrictions, there's nothing else for you to do. So you're stuck watching people eat the kind of foods that you used to when you were healthy. You measure every sip of water you take. You lose, you know, spontaneous actions of just walking to the fridge and picking up a drink and drinking that, because that is dangerous if you do that. You lose appetite because that dialysis affects your appetite. You lose your sense of independence because you are stuck to that machine. You have to get home on time to get on the machine because you have to do it at particular times. That is your treatment plan. And here's the thing, people around you don't always get it. They don't. They might say, at least you're alive, or others have it worse. But believe me, they don't know the mental torture you're going through, thinking about submitting yourself voluntarily to torture. Because it is torture, putting those big needles in. They don't see the loneliness either. The fatigue that doesn't go away. You're always tired. The depression that slowly creeps in. Because there you are lying down, you're thinking, would I see tomorrow morning? Would I wake up tomorrow morning? And many dialysis patients feel forgotten. They feel invisible. And not because they don't have family or friends, but because the world moves on and they are stuck in a circle they didn't choose. I've had dialysis patients tell me things like, I stopped planning my future. I felt like a burden. If I miss a session, I wonder if I'll wake up. And trust me, there's even worse, more thoughts that's going through your head. And it's not only physical, it's deeply emotional, spiritual. Some don't talk about it because they don't want to sound ungrateful. And others don't have anyone to talk to, so they retreat into silence until one day they just give up. They miss appointments, they stop taking their medication, they quietly fade out of sight. They fade out of the fight as well. So this show, this space, is here to say, we see you, I see you, we hear you, and I hear you, and I care. So whilst we are ruminating on that, whilst we are reflecting, I want to play this next song for you by Asa, one of my favorite artists, Dead Again. This next song is both a lament and a rebirth. Dead Again captures what many dialysis patients feel, like their bodies are present, but their spirit is fading. But there's power in saying the truth out loud. This is Dead Again. I'll see you back here in a little bit.
No more your freaking bullshit, no more your talking lies, no more you putting me down, deceptive blue eyes. Wake up and smell the coffee, wake up and take a pill. You think I wouldn't go on without you, you really think I'll fail. You really are a fool, you sentimental fool, and I kind of feel sorry for you. What's going around, you're talking me down, but I found out that so it was you, so it was you. You picked up the knife and you cut me in two. You stabbed me in the back and then twisted it in. Oh, 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 you left me for dead again. No more you blame Jesus, why don't you pick a lane? I thought that you were normal, but you're devil insane. I try to keep you grounded, cause it's no good for my health. But you really can't save a man from himself. There's so much I can take before I turn to pray. All ties with you. Cause what's good around, you're talking me down. But I found out, so it was you, so it was you. You picked up the knife and then you cut me in two. You stabbed me in the back and then you twisted it in. Oh, 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 you left me for dead again. So it was you, you picked up the knife and then you cut me in two. You stabbed me in the back and then you twisted it in. Oh, oh, you left me for dead again.
Yeah.
That was Asa. I hope you enjoyed that. Because when Asa sang, "They say I'm dead again," it's a metaphor for emotional death, the kind our cultures can sometimes impose, especially when chronic illnesses is seen as a weakness, punishment, or taboo. So let's talk about that. Let's be real. In many African, Caribbean, and South Asian cultures, chronic illness is treated like a secret, a shameful thing. People will say things like, "Don't tell anyone, they'll think we are cursed," or they will spiritualize everything. It's the African way, isn't it? This is punishment. You need to go for deliverance. You know, this is not natural. What is not natural? So what do people do? They hide their illness. They pretend they are fine. They say, "I'm strong," when they are breaking. They go to dialysis in secret. They skip weddings because they are too tired to explain. And then there's the stigma. A woman on dialysis is seen as damaged goods. A man who can't work full time is seen as less of a provider. And so people isolate themselves because they'll rather vanish than face judgment. This silence becomes dangerous because it means people don't ask for help. They don't ask for therapy. They don't tell their friends. They don't open up, and slowly they mentally check out. We have to change this. We need a new culture in our community. One where being sick doesn't mean you have failed. One where asking for help is celebrated. One where dialysis isn't seen as a death sentence, but a part of life that people navigate with pride, courage, and support. Let's normalize this conversation. Let's train our religious leaders. Let's educate our families. Let's tell people, you are not cursed. You are not alone. When we start talking about it, our community will thrive. We will easily find people. Immediately you're diagnosed, the next thing is transplant first. Somebody steps forward to say, "I am going to donate to you." Because when we normalize this conversation, everybody wins, both donor and recipient. Imagine how it would look. Because when somebody donates, it is a promise that I am standing by you and I would continue to stand by you. Yesterday, I was at an event and I spoke about my journey. I spoke about how we don't talk to each other, how we don't tell each other about our ailments so that we can help. Trust me, that hall was silent. It was silent because people want to know. We have a new generation of people who want to know. It's the older generation who are still thinking it is a curse. We need to break that down. As children of this older generation, we need to show them that we don't mind talking about it. We don't mind talking to our community about it because we don't know who is going to come forward to be our donors. So here is Thames with "Free Mind." And you know, in the song, Thames pours her soul. It's a song about chaos, about pressure, and the desperate need for peace. Kidney patients on dialysis need that peace. It's exactly how patients often feel. As we enter our final segment, we ask, how do we hold on when we feel like letting go? We cannot let our people let go. We cannot abandon them in their time of need. When we normalize conversations and they're able to speak openly about their condition, about their ailment, we give them a second chance. Even if they are no longer eligible for transplant, they know that when they're talking to people, people understand and they will not run from them. So free mind is, it actually applies to different situations. And as it plays, listen to the lyrics and let it minister to you. I'll see you back here in a bit.
That you cannot fix. This is the peace that you cannot buy. Finding a way when you cannot see. Man with this system, he cannot pray. I need to find release. But behind my mind.
That was Thames. I hope you enjoyed that. I listened to the lyrics. They are really, really deep. And I hope that if you are a patient who is on dialysis, I hope that actually impacted on you and has helped you to really think again, to reevaluate, you know, what you're thinking, and try as much as possible to reach out to people who can support you. And if you are within the community and you know somebody who is suffering right now on dialysis, reach out to them and try as much as possible to see how you can make things a little bit easier for them to bear. So that was Thames with Free Mind, and she pours her soul into that song. She sings about trying to survive mentally in a world that's emotionally exhausting. And trust me, it is. Because every day you have to navigate all the nooks, all the twists and turns in life. And also try to push yourself so you don't descend into depression. Her words echo what so many dialysis patients experience. Silent mental battles that are just as serious as physical as they fight. Just yesterday evening, I was chatting with one of my fellow kidney patients who's had, you know, a tough time of being diagnosed with other conditions apart from kidney disease. And at a point, they were losing their kidneys. And they fought to keep that. It's still not 100%. It's still not working as they would want it to work. But they're holding on and they're right there. And the thing is that we kidney patients, we understand each other. Because when we try to talk to people outside, they really don't understand what we're going through. And they can't really, break it down so that they can, you know, sort of like empathize with us. So we tend to withdraw and not really talk about, you know, our feelings, how we feel. And there's so many things that come at us, you know, so many side effects that come at us from our medication, from not just dialysis, every other thing. And, you know, and still, it is not a disease that people bring into normal conversation every day. And we need to start doing that. We need people to start talking about kidney disease. We need to start, once we start that conversation about kidney disease, we can start looking at prevention. Preventing people from actually getting on that ladder, stage one, stage two. And start looking after themselves, because by the time you get to chronic kidney disease, there is no way back. You would go on to dialysis. So that is why we need to start talking about it before we get to the point where we need an organ donation. And currently, there are about 8,000 people on the transplant list. And do you know what? Just under 7,000 people are waiting for a kidney transplant. That is the largest, that is the most common organ that people find themselves, or is that group where people need a transplant. So let's start having that conversation. So now the question becomes, for those kidney patients on dialysis, how do you keep going? How do you keep showing up for dialysis when you are exhausted? How do you stay hopeful when the future feels uncertain? How do you keep living when it feels like you stopped being you? First, your community. I always say this, they are so important. You need people who see your whole self, not just your illness, not just your medical chart, but you, the person, the mother, the brother, the friend. You also need meaning. For me, it became this show. I'm able to talk about everything that bothers me. I'm able to share my story, the different parts of it. This mission I'm on, to raise awareness about the prevention of kidney disease and organ donation, getting more people to sign up to be organ donors. For others, it's faith, a favorite gospel verse, a daily devotional. For some, it's their children, their spouse, their art or activism. I'm all of that. That kept me going and still keeps me going till today. And finally, you need a second chance that might come in form of a transplant. And believe me, when I was waiting, I was told I had a 10-year plus wait, and I did meet that 10 years. But now, people from the Black community, from the African Caribbean community, are being told they have 3 years to wait. And let me tell you, very good news I received also yesterday. It was an amazing day yesterday, because I was doing something I loved and I was getting messages from patients I work with. One of them sent me a message and said, "Hilaria, I received my transplant last week." This was a lady, I was doing a research, and she was my first patient I interviewed. That research is still ongoing. Let me just throw that in. If you can, as a patient on dialysis, please reach out to the team at Salford Royal. If you get in touch with the reception, tell them you want to speak to the team from Professor Cara's research team, and sign up to work with us to help us. We're doing a research, and it's going to help us to find reasons why people from the Black community don't get involved in research. So reach out to the team at Salford Royal. So that is just a plug in. So when you need a second chance, it might come in form of counseling or a random act of kindness. But here's the truth. Second chances aren't magic. They are built day by day with courage and help and a whole lot of grace. So to everyone listening who is on dialysis or supporting someone who is, do not give up. You are still here. That alone is a testimony. That is power. Because you are going through it, and you are holding that hope up that you will get a transplant. You are holding on to hope, and that person who is supporting you is giving you that strength. Because believe me, people looking after those who are on dialysis, who are sick, it also takes its mental toll. So for the rest of us, become someone's second chance. Find somebody, go to the hospital, volunteer to body up with somebody who is on dialysis and support them whilst they're on the machine. Chat with them, you know, read to them. Anything you can do, just probably we Africans would like to gist, you know, we can talk for the whole of Africa. Go there and just talk. Your encouragement might be the thing that keeps them alive. So I ask you today to reach out to somebody that our local hospital is Salford Royal. Walk in and tell them at reception you want to volunteer to work in the dialysis unit. You'll be welcomed with open arms. So here is a song by Banky W. It's a soft, hopeful song. Not just about loss, but about love that lives on. For my father, for our dialysis warriors, and for everyone holding pain inside. This is Heaven by Banky W. And I'll see you back here in a minute.
2, 3, 4, K.
And I ain't gonna lie, but I wasn't ready. Still, you took me by surprise. You wanna know if I will ever leave your side? but I will love you till the very day I die. Girl, I need you, I've been needing you like air. Don't know how I would survive without you there. I can scream it loud for the whole world to hear. And if they call me crazy, I don't care. You should know I won't go. That's the last thing you should worry about. Stay with me till eternity. And ask only one question: will people fall in love in heaven? In heaven. Hope we'll still be in love in heaven. Hey. In heaven, do people fall in love in heaven? Until we're older and our hair is gray, when our bones are aching and memories start to fade, my love for you will always be the same. And if you don't mind, please carry my last name.
Back, we close today. That was Heaven by Banky W, and that is a song that I hope has ministered to you. For everybody who is in pain over the loss of somebody special in their lives, so today was deeply personal, and we've come to the end of it. It was painful for me, but it was necessary. We honored my father, a man of God, of wisdom, of quiet strength. We listened to voices that often go unheard, those on dialysis living with silent struggles. And we reminded the world they are not invisible. So next week, we go even deeper. And that topic is when they refuse to test you, the GP bias that delays kidney diagnosis. Yes, it happens. it is not to cast aspersions on GPs, but it's just to raise awareness about what some kidney patients have to put up with. You don't want to miss it, because I'm going to lay it bare. And you know, there are times when we think that people don't see us. They do. It's just that if you don't open your mouth to say something, then they won't do anything. So I, on your behalf, I am opening up and I'm talking about the issues that we face. I'm talking about the issues that will help each and every one of us to be stronger and advocate for ourselves if there's nobody else there. So here's our final song today by Shade Adu, By Your Side. Some songs don't shout, they whisper. And in that whisper, they hold you. This next track is one of those songs. It's by a woman whose voice has always known how to express quiet strength and unconditional love. Shade. By Your Side is not just a love song, it's a promise, a declaration of presence, and for anyone living with illness, dialysis warriors, caregivers, friends standing in hospital rooms, or family members watching from the sidelines, this song says, I won't leave, I will carry you, I will sit with you in your silence. So as you listen, think about the people you have stood by, who have stood by you when words failed. And if you had to stand alone, may this song be the comfort you didn't get, but always deserved. This is By Your Side by the incomparable Shade. Until next week, check on someone, say how are you and mean it. Share the show and tell someone you love them while you still can. Okay, I'll see you next week. Bye.
their souls continue to rest.
You're listening to Radio Africa.
Meet me tomorrow, like we always do. But I know you'll be late, like you always do. And this time I promise to tell you how much I care, and to hold you close, 'cause you mean everything to me, dear.